This is the third chapter. It's entitled Torah. Megillah Davav. Ve'omar Rabbi Yitzchak, im yomar lecha adam yogati b'Torah ve'lo imatzasi. The person tells you in the context of Torah, as opposed to Parnasa. That's the main distinction there. But if he says, I toiled and I did not succeed, al ta'amin, do not believe him. Lo yogati u'matzasi, I didn't toil and yet I succeeded, al ta'amin, do not believe. Yogati u'matzasi, ta'amin. If a person says that I toiled and I succeeded, then he's credible. The Gemara continues, Haneimili b'divrei Torah, as I mentioned, not in Parnasa necessarily. In Parnasa it doesn't work like that. Sometimes a person strikes it rich without much toil, and sometimes a person toils and doesn't strike it rich. But it's b'divrei Torah that we're speaking about. And furthermore, another qualification, u'divrei Torah l'amaran el-lechidudei, this principle that yagatu matzasi ta'amin applies only in a portion of Torah, which is chidudei, analysis, literally sharpness. To retain, to be able to retain one's learning, it's an aspect of divine assistance. Says the author, when it comes to pilpul, to chidud, to sharpness, to analysis, to insight, there's nobody who would not succeed if he put in the requisite effort. From the Gemara itself, it seems that only for recall and retaining, that depends merely on siyata dishmaya. That's what it seems like. But we have a question. It's attributed to the Gra, this particular point. He's medayek that even after the toil, success is not something that will come automatically. And of course, that's the deal comes from the terminology used in the Gemara, Yagati u'matzasi. It has the aspect of metziah, shachrei yegia moitzeim. After the toil, one finds. Meaning, the deal is, she'ena atzlacha tutzah tiv'is meyegia. The success is not a natural consequence of the toil, ela gam ken rak siyata dishmaya. It's also siyata dishmaya, just like a person cannot hope through toil to find a valuable object in the street. It has to be siyata deshmaya that you happen to be looking at the right place. Metziah connotes something that happens because Shamayim wants you to see it, not because it's a natural consequence of some effort that you put in. And then we have a question. Ulefize yikshe, this makes it difficult. Dema ha'evdel ben achidud uven le'uk megirsa. So then what's the difference between the sharpness, the analysis, the insight on the one hand, and the retaining of the knowledge on the other? Im shnem ach verak siyata deshmaya hem. If both are, at the end of the day, siyata deshmaya. That's a question that we are posing. Uv Eruvin nun dalet amud alef garsinan, Omar Rav Masna, may dichsiv. He quotes a pasuk in Parshas Chukas, perek chaf alef in Bamidbar. It says, umemidbar matana. And of course, on the level of drush over here we're speaking, im adam meisim atzmo kemidbar zeh. If a person makes himself like a wilderness, shakol dashin boy, that everyone can trample, everyone walks there, Talmudoi miskayem biyadoi. Then, matana, he'll be able to retain it. Talmudoi miskayem biyadoi. His knowledge is retained. Veshama medubar beukme girsa. Talmudoi miskayem. The terminology miskayem means to retain it, to be able to not to forget. Vezeo mimidbar matana. So that Gemara seems to indicate that what is needed is a condition called midbar. Lefize misbarer hevdel. Here the author will now give us the answer to our difficulty above. Chidud hu begeder metzi'ah. When it comes to analysis, to insight, it has the aspect of metzi'ah, like we said above, ve'ukmei girsa hu begeder matana. And recall and retaining the information has the aspect of matana, a gift. What's the difference between acquiring a lost object, a metzi'ah, and acquiring a matana? So halachically, says the author, gidrei kinyanim shonim limtzi'ah ulmatana. When you look halachically at it, there are different parameters for acquiring these two things. Shebemetzi'ah ein da'as acheres makna. When it comes to a metzi'ah, lost object, there's nobody on the other hand that has to relinquish ownership. There's no da'as acheres makna. Another person has to give to you first to relinquish ownership and thereby allow you to acquire. Va'kinyan hu yoyser kal. And therefore the acquisition is easier halachically. Uv matana, when it comes to a gift, somebody gives you something, da'as acheres makna. There has to be the consent of that other party. He has to want to give it to you. Uveloze en kinyan. Lechidudei ba'inen gam ken siyata dishmaya. So we need siyata dishmaya for both processes, as we mentioned when we explained the question above. Both are ultimately siyata dishmaya. So chidudei also requires achrag be'ed metzia, but a lower level of siyata dishmaya, a less intense divine assistance. Only the level of metzia, which we said is an easier kinyan. Ulam le'uk me'girsa, to retain one's learning, derusha siyata dishmaya b'vchina yoseg dola. One needs greater divine assistance begeder matana. As we explained, matana is more difficult because it involves da'as ches makna. And parenthetically, hari gam mimosher ben alav ha'shalim, mu chazal, sha'elomed v'shochech. Chazal make the point that he learned and forgot and learned and forgot. Ad shetora nitena lo b'matana. This is in Parashas Kisisa. V'hi kechalo yisoy ledaber itoy. And Chazal Darshan Kechala Yisoy, when Hashem finished speaking to him, but on the Drush level, Kechala. It is given to Moshe, like Kechala is given to a groom, so to speak, as a gift. It is given to him as a gift. Now, that's the explanation. It's very fascinating. I made points for myself here regarding this point of the main insight of the author about the difference between Matana and Metzia. If you want to look in Bava Metzia on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rashi, Dibur Maschil, Rav Papa Omar, and then Bava Basra, Daf Nun Gimel, in the Rashbam, Dibur Maschil, Vehashta, and in Bava Basra, Nun Gimel, Amud Beis, Rashbam, Dibur Maschil, Oisa. In all these places, we have references to these idea of Kinyanim. Having made his point, the author continues, now, Harela Nugdarim Shoni B'Siyata Dishmaya. Let's summarize. We have different parameters of Siyata Dishmaya. Lechidud Bo'inan Yegia. The prerequisite for success in analysis requires is yegi'ah. Like that Gemara in Megillah, yagati umatzasi. So that's number one, one has to toil. Ve'al yedei ha-yegi'ah zochim le-metzi'ah. Then yagati umatzasi. One ends this metzi'ah. Megalim lo inav. That's siyata deshma. His eyes are exposed. They revealed him. Just like you would come across some valuable object in the street. They revealed him from Shamayim. La-yagia, to the one who toiled. Ve'hu ro'yes advarim. So now, he's able to see. Begeder ro'es ha-metzi'ah. Like a person who sees a lost object. If the toil, if the effort is there, muvtachim shimtzu aliyah bechidud uvisvara. One is assured that one will progress in chidud, in svara. That's the basic pshat in the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Vav. Ulam ha'evel ukmei girsa, when it comes to retaining one's learning, derusha avuda kfula umchupeles. One needs to do work far more. Lasim atzmoi kamidbar, like the Gemara in Eruvin und Daled, to make himself like a wilderness, meaning lehisbateil legamri bifnei haTorah, to negate one's aspiration in front of the Torah. And then umimidbar matana, then one gets the matana. Meaning ein zerak yegi abish aselimud, it's not merely toil during the learning, which is difficult enough, ele hisbatlus haadam, means that the person mevatel himself im kol she'ifasoi u'ma'avayav v'seder chayav, with his aspirations and desires and the way he runs his life, she'akol yeh batel u'mvutal agabei she'ifachas zois, that everything should become null and void in front of this one aspiration, lo da'as Torah bli shichcha, to know the Torah and not to forget it. Ze doreshes adam kula, that requires more than effort. It requires the entire human being she'lo yachus al nochiyosoi kvodo mamunoi, that he should not be concerned about his comfort and his kavoid and his money, v'yafkir atzmo l'gabei limudo, yafkir from the concept of midbar, which is like hefkir, it's an unclaimed land out there, the wilderness. He must be mafkir himself with respect to his learning. It's much more. That's the introduction. Onwards. Bigiyas ha-tira, regarding this concept of toil of effort, matzinu b'sefer likutei amarim, popularly known as the Tanya. It's actually called Likutei Amarim, Le'agarshaz Miladi, Rav Shneur Zalman Miladi, the Balatanya, Zatzal. He writes, V'chol shelo higia lidei midah zoi. The person who hasn't reached this, Lilachem im gufo milchama atzuma kazei, to battle with his body, to wage this tremendous war, Adayin lo higia livchina ve'erech milchem yasa yetzer bo'e kesh le'avar. He is not yet capable of battling the Yetzer, which burns like an inferno, yes, nichna v'nishbar mipnei pachad Hashem, to be completely broken from the dread of Hashem. Here comes the crucial part, v'chem inyan esek limud ha-Torah, when it comes to the involvement of Torah, lelimoid harbe yoseh mechavtzoy urtzoynoi. Those words are emphasized. To learn more than one's desire, lefitiv oy urgilos, according to one's nature and one's habits, alede milchama atzumayim gufoy, through waging battle with his body. Ki alomed me'at yoseh mitivoy, a person learns more than his nature, harezo milchama ktana. That's a mere battle. He gives you the reference over there. The author explains what the Baal HaTanya wishes to say. Hari kol adam bechoychoy lilmod zman mesuyam berikuz uvigia. Every person is able to learn for a particular length of time with toil and concentration. And it varies from person to person. One person 8 minutes, another person perhaps 20 or 30 minutes, whatever it is, to learn consistently without being distracted with concentration. Lilmoid yoyser mimeshech zman ze. To learn more than that, that's already a war with oneself. That's when one gets it's difficult. One finds it difficult then to concentrate. One's distracted. Coffee, telephone, talk, whatever it is, it's already difficult beyond that natural limit that we have. Min haichachul yischanech b'ze. The imperative here is to train oneself over here. Lehagdil es zman halimud v'rikuz v'giyah. To increase gradually, to increase the time that one can learn with concentration and toil, al mashat v'im nusnim, beyond what I'm naturally capable of. And this is certainly possible. Well, nobody is born with the ability to learn for 4 hours straight, or very few people are born with that ability. Most of us have far more limited abilities, and then the idea is to push it, and to push it, to be able to sit longer and to concentrate longer. Now, an important point, we should not be misled by the term war, which is used by the Baal HaTanya, to think that the only way here is coercion. War has certain connotations, so when we read the Baal HaTanya, coercion, to just sit there. Certainly, sometimes we have to use coercion, we have to force ourselves, so that we're not distracted by things on the side. To sit quietly in a place, bli lazuz, without budging, lishmo chadashos b'sivitasen v'chadomei, to hear news. These words were written a few decades ago, without picking up the cell phone and checking the SMSs and whatever it is. So one has to use kfiya as well. One has to force oneself. That's part of it, but it's not the main part. Achanachutz beyoyseru b'nechames tera. The most essential element in the war of Torah is Hagdalas cheshkas halimud v'aneimus shebesek haTorah, to increase one's pleasure in learning Torah, to cultivate that, to enjoy it, to mull over it, and thereby to increase one's enjoyment. He tefilas entomit. That's how we daven. Ve'arevna Hashem Elokeinu es divrei sorasecha befinu. Make these words pleasant. As long as one hasn't, one's not learning with pleasantness, that it's one's enjoying it, siman kiter mitzlichu lisazreach be'olama haruchani shel haTorah. It's an indication that a person has not yet become a citizen in the spiritual world of the Torah. This phrase comes from above on Daf Chav Gimel. If you want, you can take a look at Daf Chav Gimel above. We define life as being a citizen in the spiritual world of the Torah. So as long as one doesn't have the pleasantness, the enjoyment, when one sees a particular point, an insight, whatever it is, he's not yet a citizen of here. He's a mere tourist. Uvor edivei Rambam besefer haMitzvois, mitzvah saseh gimel. This is the third mitzvah according to the Rambam. We'll come back to this Rambam many times in Alishur. Vetzivanu be'ahavasoy yisale. The third mitzvah, says the Rambam, is ahavas Hashem. Hashem commanded us to love him. Ve'ohavta eis Hashem Elokecha. What does that mean? So of course there are many, many levels, but the Rambam wishes to convey the basic level, the one that's applicable to every single Jew. Veze, it means shenachshoiv v'nisboinein, that we should think and meditate b'mitzvoisav u'ma'amarav uf'uleisav, on Hashem's commandments, statements, actions, and shenasigyo, until we have some inkling of him, some insight, we understand, and enjoy it, find bliss in this insight and understanding of Hashem. Vezois hi ahava mechayves. That's the obligatory level of love. Parenthetically, I'm just pointing out that this is dealt with in Chelek Beis of Aleishu, Chelek Beis on Dav Tav Pei Vav in the third paragraph. Tav Pei Vav Chelek Beis. So the Rambam here tells you, the author now paraphrases, Hare ha-hanaha besachlis bedivei Torah, to enjoy words of Torah. He avas Hashem. That's avas Hashem. It's a remarkable point. As I mentioned before, of course the Rambam would agree that there are greater levels, more levels than that. But the starting point, the way we fulfill the mitzvah of avas Hashem, is to enjoy the learning, to enjoy it. Haloimed bli hana'a v'cheshek. A person learns without pleasure, without desire. The love that is innate within him, that's there in the deep in his heart, is still really focused on Olam Hazeh. That's the true war. The different types of war. And this is the true war. To cultivate, to develop this desire and pleasure in Limud. And I think we often gloss over it when one has a comment, and it's a fleeting moment. One shouldn't allow it to be a fleeting moment. One should dwell there, enjoy it, give oneself a moment to savor the pleasure that one has had a nice insight, a wonderful insight, a great understanding, whatever it is, to do that. The mashkir atzmoi b'inan limad beroshev v'ruboy, a person who immerses himself in the sugya, beroshev v'ruboy, and he wishes to know it properly. With clear knowledge will come pleasure. That's a guarantee. Onwards. We said above when we started this shahr that there were issues of chinuch and issues of avodah. I'm sure you remember. Chinuch was to do with one's midois and changing one's personality generally. And avodah we defined as greater quality in terms of depth and clarity. And the author promised us that as we go through, we'll always look at these two aspects, the one of chinuch and one of avodah. So we've just finished the chinuch aspect, now the avodah. So it's above on Daf Samech Gimel if you want to look it up again. Ha'avodah b'Torah ha'amaka v'biru. Avodah in Torah means greater quality, meaning greater depth, greater clarity. This obligates us to learn methodically, not haphazardly. First of all, to learn the Gemara. First of all, to try and ascertain what is the difference between the Hava Amina and the Maskana. To examine the proof that he cited. What points require greater analysis, that a person learns from a teacher. The point is, under no circumstances should one run from the Gemara to the Achronim. Regarding any difficulty, so first one has to use one's own cop. First, to read the Gemara, to try and work it out. And then, when difficulties arise, to look at the Rishonim. Verak kesh'ein berur hadavar miskabel ma'ayin v'rishonim. Only when one doesn't achieve clarity through a deep study of the Rishonim, yesh lifnois el achronim. Only then does one turn to the achronim. Manoi alu halimdim Gemara. How foolish. It's a strong terminology. How foolish are those who learn Gemara? Immediately upon learning Gemara, they rush to the Achronim. Iyun mufraz ba'achronim, exaggerated study of the Achronim, seisem es ma'aynos ha'chumah, it blocks up the wellsprings of wisdom, umargil b'shitchiyus, and it habituates us to superficiality. Elsewhere, the author uses a very beautiful phrase. He says that the Achronim just poured light on the sugya, and that is to the point where, like he says over here, when you accustom yourself to doing that, you accustom yourself to superficiality because it's all there, it's all spread out. But the idea is for us to process our minds, to mold our minds, to be sechel atira. And one doesn't do this when everything is just poured out in front of you. Another point, gam hachazara hayesedis hi me'avidas ha'amakah. Proper revision is also part of improving one's depth. Bechol hadoreis, in all generations, me'ha'moraim ad acharonim, tzavchu ki kruchya, the great authorities insisted again and again, ki yesh ladas heitev es asher lamdu, that one has to know what one has learned. And that comes from chazara. Kesher tefisa v'zikaron, a person with limited grasp, a person with difficult to grasp and to remember, ein on itbal yedi'as ha'shas, he may not be held accountable for his lack of knowledge of shas. Aval yitbe'u memenu yedi'a brura b'ma shelamad, but he will be held responsible for not knowing clearly what he did learn. Whatever he learned, he has to know. Yesh lachazo al kol inyan, one has to revise inyanim kedei yedi'a brura be'alpe be'inyan, to the point of clear knowledge be'alpe. Now be'alpe means lo yedi'a milulis, not verbatim. Nobody is expecting us to know verbatim how the sugya runs. Ele yedi'a satoichen v'ashakla v'tayah, one has to know the content and the shakla v'tayah, to be able to describe. He said this, he responded thus, brisa, da-da-da, to be able to know it, to be able to say it be'alpe. Another point. Every person learns Torah and succeeds. He sees advancement and progress. At some point, one desires to write one's own chidushim and insights that he has. There's no pleasure like it. The next sentence is remarkable. Kol chidush Torah, chidushu ba'adam atzmoi, amishadesh eladeh. That's remarkable. Every chidush in Torah is really a renewal of the person. That person is now new. It's a person worth a chidush. It's not what he was before. It's a new person. And that's why it's such an oinig. Ulam ha'ever chidush tzarich lios amiti. A chidush has to be true. Uderesh amal rav. It requires a lot of effort. Uvikores atzmis bilti meshuchedes. It requires self-criticism, which is unbiased. But we're all biased from the brightness of our mind. When you come up with a chidush, it's very tempting to defend it against anything. A person is prepared to defend his logic by making this chiluk, that chiluk. Possibly, that's correct, but one has to be critical of oneself and to be not prejudiced. And therefore, his advice, particularly to the young bachur, the young adult, ein lidchok es hasha'a, don't push it. Liyisiyaga al chidushim, to toil over chidushim. Bederech klal, the norm is that kol od sheshim'im shiurim begabat, as long as you're still hearing shiurim in Gemara, Pirush Rashi, Tosefos, you're still attending the shiur, yesh leashkia kol koch amal, one should invest all of one's toil behavanas tzuras hashma'tes al buriyah, to understand the sugya properly, uknias yedi'a brura b'masachtos and limados b'yeshiva, and to acquire a solid knowledge of the masachtos that are being learned. Just, it's not, the emphasis is not on chidushim at this point in one's life. Kasher maschilim lilmod b'ofen atzmi, when a person starts to learn independently, rak az higi azman l'amol chidushim, that's the time to start working on chidushim. Ad az, until that point, יש לרשום בפנקס מיוחד כל הערה הבאה ממילא עם הלימוד. Then one should keep a journal, a notebook, and write down this point, this. Just write it down so that it's available and one doesn't forget it. But leave the חידושים until one's independent. And then even later, חבורויס, כלומר מערכויס בחידושי תורה, a whole set of חידושים that is then integrated into a whole picture, that's a מערכה, Einan ba'ois bekolus. They don't come easily alidei yegi'a chad pamis, through a once-off toil. Meaning, at some point, a person will be able to toil for a certain period and have a chidush. But that's not how a whole ma'aracha comes about. It's only mi she'ir he'arois shanois belimud b'mesh hazman memushach. A person's made comments in limud for a long period of time. Magia le'at le'at le'machshava yosei makifa b'tira. Slowly, gradually, we're talking about years over here, his thought becomes more encompassing. עד כדי מערכה שלמה, to the point where you can write an entire מערכה. אבל אי אפשר להשחיל תכף ביציאס מערכויס. So one can't begin with composing מערכויס. Finally, בתשוקה מובנס ניגש הצעיר לדף גמרא שעליו להכין או לחזור. With an understandable passion, the young man approaches the daf of Gemara that he has to prepare or revise. שיסעורר להקשוס קושייה חזקה. He wants to be able to ask a brilliant question or לתרץ קושייה שמפרשים מניחו בצריך עיון, or to be able to resolve a difficulty that the מפרשים left as unresolved. הלימד ברצינות אמיתית. The person is learning with true seriousness. איזו מידה של יספקוס דרושה לו. What restraint he needs, noich teshukas in front of this passion. It's to restrain it. Ze hamispate litshukas, the person who is seduced by his passion, uvocher batziltzul hasichli, and he chooses that sparkling chidush, alulu levatel sha'ois al gabe sha'ois al gach. He may end up wasting hours upon hours for that one insight. Uventaim terasom muznachas, in the meantime, solitary knowledge is neglected, yet the asoim efageris is behind everyone, he needs to catch up because he spent hours upon hours polishing a particular chidush. Vesafei gadolim izdamen lechidush agon. And there's a great doubt as to whether it truly is a decent chidush or not, or whether he just wasted his time entirely. So it needs restraint. Ad kan.